hurt anybody, mm-hmm. but he was sick all the time.
Well, what about, say, you know, when people have the joints are stiff, you know, and aching, they might say they've got a touch of...
Well, they say, used to, they say, well, it was rheumatism or the grip. Mm-hmm. Now they say it's bursitis or mm-hmm. other things that come in, you know.
What about, and this is a disease that children used to die from because they get...
Theory.
Yeah. Or have you ever heard of people getting any kind of disease around here that make the skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice. Yeah, I've seen lots of people have yellow jaundice.
Is that right? Well, what about if you're getting a bad pain right here? You might be having a...
Well, of course, when I growed up, as I say, an old guy, I tell you, he was a Tennessee Dutch from Tennessee down there. The boy growed up and he says, well, he says, I went to school with him. He says, you know, he says, they say now you got appendicitis, but he says, when we kids are growing up, says all you had was the bellyache. And of course, a young person is, oh, he's just got the growing pains, you know. But anyway, there's a lot of people that died with appendicitis that they thought they were had congestion.
Yeah.
I had an uncle that died with appendicitis, and it bursted on him, and the doctor said he had congestion. But then we all decided, my mother and all of them, after the years like that, that Uncle George died with a ruptured appendix.
What about, say, if a young boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly and people figure he's getting serious about her, you'd say he's doing what? He's...
Well, they might say that, well, I don't know just what I've ever heard that they're saying over there getting serious or... something like that, or just got a one-time pal.
Would that be the same thing as what some people would say, he's courting her, or?
Well, I guess in a way, just like I was told you yesterday about this girl I went with for 3 years here. We were pals, and they might say we were courting. A lot of people thought we were in love with one another for friends, but we were friendship, just friends. But, there's just different things you could say on that would kind of mean all the same thing. They'd say courting her, loving, getting there, loving one another, or is this, that, and the other.
Well, what would he be called? You'd say that he was her...
Well, boyfriend or lover.
Mm-hmm. And she would be his...
Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. What if, you know, he
her
came...
Her pal.
Say if he came home one night and his... His little brother saw him, he had lipstick all over his collar. He might say, you've been nicking,
or kissing somebody.
What about, say, if he asked her to marry him, but she didn't want him, you'd say that she did what to him?
Well, she jilted him, jilting is one that you think they're going to get married, and she just drops him all at once and takes up another fellow. That's what they call jilting them. And of course, maybe two or three other meanings for the same thing.
Well, you know, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, what do you call him?
The best man.
He's the best man.
Yeah.
And the woman who stands up with the bride, that's
the bridesmaid.
Have you ever heard of any kind of celebration after the wedding where a lot of people might follow the couple home and just carry on, you know, just create all kinds of ruckus and everything?
Yeah, I've heard of them doing things, playing pranks on them and doing this, that, and the other.
Is that called anything in particular?
Well, yes, but I right now, I just can't think of it. It hasn't come to my mind right now.
Have you ever heard it called a chivalry?
Oh, well now,